This is the, I'd like to call it the highlight of the service. Pete, come back up. I'm going to interview Pete.
I'm doing the
just imagine some music. Okay, so we already know that Pete's afraid of heights.
Is that it
then? There you go. Pete.
Thanks.
I'm a creature of habit, so I like sitting here, you see. Right, Pete. So, I'll come to the overarching question in a minute.
Right.
But before we get on to the overarching question, it would be good if you could just tell us a bit about yourself. Just highlights. It doesn't have to be, you know, your life story.
How long have you got? I'm a northerner. I'm just trying to get the Burwell accent now, but I think 10 years in, I'm stuck with it sort of thing. Lived northwest Manchester. Came down here 10 years ago, married to Kath towards the back, two daughters, Joy, whom a number of you have met, and Faye, I think some have met anyway, and Faye and Gary and grandson live in the village, and I work at Burke and Quills in Cambridge. Eh?
Burke and Quills?
Yes. That's the one, isn't it? B&Q.
Oh, okay.
The original founders.
Did you
a big orange shop.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't either, because... Okay, well, there's something new that we didn't know. Okay, so I'm going to take a leaf out of young Anthony's book. I can call him young Anthony because he's actually exactly 1 week younger than me. So I'll take a leaf out of young Anthony's book and I'm going to ask you, is there anything about you that we didn't... Well, okay, let me rephrase that. Would you like to tell us anything about yourself that we don't already know?
Is that just one?
Let's start
just
with one.
I don't think what any of you will know that... In the Hollywood film starish, what have the actresses, I think Julia Roberts stands out to me, so I think I like her. It's been some good films. And was crossing Times Square a number of years back, Kath and myself, crossing Times Square to go to a show on Broadway. Marie Osmond of all the people, but it was just to go to a show on Broadway. And crossing Times Square, this arm pushed past the car that had Julia Roberts in it, and that's why it's looking mucky. It has not been washed since. I think that's about 18 years ago, so it's a little bit now, but I thought I'm not going to wash that again. She's in that car, that'll do me.
Wow.
So I'll go home and watch Pretty Woman again later.
Okay, well, we certainly didn't know that about you.
No, you didn't.
Would it explain the thing or
yeah,
two?
Yeah, I bet you're glad you asked that one.
I'm very glad
thanks,
I asked
Aunt.
That one. Okay, so let's go to the serious overarching question. So the overarching question, what do you see? And then we'll kind of delve into a bit more detail.
This is where I can sort of slightly derail Susan now, because she's no idea what's coming.
I haven't got a clue.
I think, as I said earlier, we moved into the village 10 years ago, August bank holiday 10 years ago, and there was a heck of a row going on next door to where we moved into. I think we were partying all night. And it was all part and parcel of two lovely people who, since we joined here, we've got to know, and they've been immense help to us. Oh, one sat here, and one who's really getting the hang of the keyboard now. Yeah, they've been great to us. And yet, it might not be the date, but it's the weekend. So happy anniversary, you two.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, 10 years on the 29th.
She'll want another one now on the 29th, won't she? Now, you'll have another one.
Yeah, you moved in the week
we moved in the weekend
that we got married.
And your mum had Rowdy Mark, Daniel.
She had Rowdy Mark and Daniel, and they were all there.
Unbelievable, the noise that was coming from that house.
Yeah.
Or not.
Amazing. Wow, I wasn't.
We'll
leave
that now.
Okay, marvellous. So, to the serious business. What are you seeing at the moment about yourself?
I don't know.
Okay.
Chris sent an email about 3 months ago, and I thought, why me, sort of thing. And I thought, well, maybe he sees something. But I don't see things in me, sort of thing. I'm glad I want Jeremiah, because he had it a bit rough. What do you see, Jeremiah?
Well,
a rod of almond. What else do you see? A boiling pot. And then it all hit him.
Yeah.
But what God did say to him, don't forsake me. I'm paraphrasing this. Don't forsake me, and I won't forsake you. And I think that's what I see. I don't know what God's doing in me. Prompt me at times, like this morning, the prayer meeting. A bit of common sense comes in. Common sense comes into things at time. You know, read His Word, listen what people have to say, and I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just crack on me
doing
things.
Get on with it.
I just being a northerner.
Yeah.
If certain things need doing, just crack on with it and do it.
So practical, down to earth. Just get on with
yeah.
it. Blend into the background.
Say it how it is. Do it
yeah.
how it is. Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Lovely. Brilliant. So, what are you? So, a different question now. Let's take the spotlight off you because I'm sensing
Thanks.
A little bit of discomfort. You know. So, what are you seeing about the people here, the people in our church?
I've seen great things about the people in our church and the people that are coming in. For probably years now, we're sort of down on numbers and children. I know it's not all about numbers, it's about people sharing and loving God and all that. But we've been down on numbers. We've been praying for a good couple of years, easy, for new families to come in. And God has blessed us the last few weeks. We've had Sir and Samantha coming in, which doubles the Sunday school right away,
yeah,
at least.
It does, yeah.
And then we've had Shobra and the family, and Shobra's eldest, the last few weeks, which it doubles and trebles Sunday club. And we think, are we a bit surprised? We shouldn't be. This is what we've been asking for. We've been asking for God to bring young families in with children, and what that could, I'm not going to go on about it now, but what that could bring in the
yeah.
future with having young families in is just awesome. And I think we're just seeing these green shoots, and as God said to Jeremiah, don't forsake me and I won't forsake you, and I think that's God
yeah.
answering our prayers, that we've just kept hammering away.
Yeah.
And maybe there's some things we're only a small church, we can't do everything, and I think there's some things we can pick up and run with, and there's other things that maybe we test them, we try them out, we send them out, that we have to lay down because we can't do everything.
Mm.
And I don't want us to get burnt out, which I think could be something.
Mm.
It's just making sure that we're going ahead
mm.
with what God is saying we need to go ahead with.
So seeing those green shoots that you're kind of talking about, so what do you see that we could become? What are your expectations for the future?
We can become a fantastic church, a vibrant church, where we get the mix of people in that, as I say, we're starting to see now. And I'm sure that God is just going to bless and bring more. And more. What I did forget to say, we've had an instant increase in the praise group as well, with Sarah bringing a windy thing in,
yeah.
which all helps.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just see us going from strength to strength, but keeping our eyes focused on Jesus.
Is there anything else that you would like to say that we haven't touched on?
No. I don't
Thank
know.
You. Thank you. No, that's,
are you glad about that?
Never know what's going to happen, you see, with you. That's really, really encouraging. Thank you so much. Should we just... I don't know. I know we haven't done this, but I think we should just pray for Pete, shall we? Isn't he great? Lord, we thank you for Pete. We thank you for his down-to-earth nature and for the way that you show him things, and he just runs with it. He just goes with it. He just does what you ask him to do. Thank you for all that he is to us, and thank you for Kath too, and the blessing that they've been to us and that they continue to be to us. I pray that you would continue to open his eyes, Lord, in the way that you're doing it, not only in terms of for the church, but also for him, Lord. Open his eyes to what you're doing in his life as well, that he can rejoice even more. Thank you, God. Amen.